Brett Bollinger, the editor-in-chief of the North Bay Business Journal, is on the KSRO live line. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Pat and Larry.
I'm very happy that the Business Journal has a story in it about the upcoming gas taxes.
Yes.
And what roads, et cetera, in Sonoma County they might improve, because I have a feeling when we go to pay at the pump beginning in November,
yes,
we're going to need to know where that money's going, because we're not going to be particularly happy about it.
Well, you are correct. The legislature in the spring passed an increase in the gas tax. I'm told that's the first increase in since 1990 or something. So it's been a while, but it is an increase. And they also put some car registration fees on electric cars, which kind of makes sense because they are using the roads, but currently are not paying a fee. So as the rest of us are, the gas guzzlers out there. So Suzanne Smith, our Sonoma County Transportation Authority chief, was at the Sonoma County Alliance last week, and she called this bill the most important piece of transportation legislation that she can remember. So depending, you know, not everybody agrees with it. There is a initiative campaign going on to overturn it, but it's right now it's full speed ahead to get this going, and it will mean dollars for Sonoma County, both for highways and local roads, significant dollars. So we'll see how it all turns out, but if you're in the transportation area, it's good news.
You know, Brad, just before you came on, I realized that I needed a brand new hooded sweatshirt. So while I'm talking to you, I'm on Amazon.com right now buying a hooded sweatshirt.
Yes.
But what if I could buy something immediately and it benefited local businesses? If I could buy something immediately from someone in Santa Rosa, how much better would that be? What a great story you guys have about these new group that's doing the local part of this.
Yes, part of the Go Local cooperative, which is looking at a local online ordering platform. It's early; they're in a kind of a test mode. But I mean, their thinking is, you know, right now in Sonoma County, they're estimating retail leakage, which means retail dollars that leave the county for a number of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
About $1 billion online. I'm thinking it's probably more than that.
Yeah.
Because Amazon is so powerful in that space, and it shows up on your front door, you know, in a couple of days. So they're looking at something to do locally, particularly in the fresh food area. So groceries, that's their first test. I mean,
I imagine if you could get a Kozlowski Farm pie that way.
Yeah, there you
Wouldn't
go.
That be great?
There you go. I mean, why not? So what they're saying is they what the challenge is to make sure that if the local consumer wants to buy something local, that it is in fact at the store. You don't want to go there and then it's not there. So it's a challenge in getting our inventories tracked and accurate and what have you. So we'll see. It makes perfect sense, and I wish them luck with it.
And of course, we've been talking all morning about the Sonoma County Ag Report for 2016, and it sounds pretty much like all good news, Brad.
Yeah, it's up. I think the numbers overall up 17%, driven largely by wine grapes.
Yep.
As you would expect, up 31%. So that's good news for our farmers. I mean, they're the backbone of the county. Every year when I go to the Love of the Land event put on by the Farm Bureau, I'm reminded who really runs Sonoma County.
Yeah.
It's agriculture, and it contributes not just in dollars but to our quality of life. So if you're a grape grower, you should have had a pretty good year, and it doesn't seem to be stopping. I mean, as I drive around, I see a lot of new vineyards going in. You know, about every 25 years there's a replant, so that's kind of where we're at right now.
Yeah, it bodes well for the 2017 report, that's for sure. Brad, thanks so much for being with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Have a good week.
You too. That is North Bay Business Journal editor Brad Bollinger on the KSRO Live Line.